The next person is Randy Rosam. The last name is R-O-S-A-M. This is the clinical case of a 69-year-old white male that is a patient of Dr. Kevin Sherin, S-H-E-R-I-N, who referred this patient to this office because of variation and fluctuation of the kidney function from CKD2 to CKD3A in less than 2 months. The patient was evaluated by the cardiologist. They wanted to do a cardiac catheterization because of alterations in the stress test. And when they noticed the fluctuation of the serum creatinine in the latter part of 2021, that it was 1.2 when the estimated GFR above 60, down to a serum creatinine of 1.5 and an estimated GFR of 51, they decided to have a nephrology evaluation prior to the procedure, period. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension, which at the present time is under control. He's taking a combination of medications, carvedilol 3.125 twice a day, losartan 100 milligrams every day, and hydrochlorothiazide in combination with spironolactone. We have noticed that in the latest determination in January, the patient has a tendency to have hyperkalemia 5.4. Period. This patient used to be heavy. He has evidence of a hyperglycemia, blood sugars that are between 140 and 100 fasting with normal hemoglobin A1C. He used to be obese. He has decreased his body weight to 177 pounds, period. The impression is that the patient has some degree of nephrosclerosis associated to the arterial hypertension. However, we have to take into consideration that the patient is using non-steroid anti-inflammatories on PRN basis, that there is tendency to hyperkalemia, and that there is a tendency to develop hyperglycemia. All these factors could decrease the kidney function, period. At this point, we are going to recommend changes in the lifestyle, decrease the intake of sodium to the minimum, a plant-based diet, avoid processed diet, avoid non-steroid and anti-inflammatories. We are going to discontinue the use of spironolactone, and we are going to leave the patient on hydrochlorothiazide. Period. Evaluation of the kidney function will be repeated, and we are going to order a retroperitoneal ultrasound as well. Period. Number two, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Number three, a patient has a history of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to the smoking. That the patient quit smoking just 2 years ago. He has a benign prostatic hypertrophy following number restless leg syndrome, following number overweight. We are going to reevaluate the case in 1 week with the laboratory workup, as mentioned before. Period, we invested 20 minutes evaluating the referral, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 9 minutes in the documentation.